Harris Ingram is joining us now on the Adam Gold Show. Number 55 in your North Carolina program. I don't even know if they still have programs. You're too young to even know that a program, a game program, was such a thing. Thank you very much for doing this, man. I appreciate your time. You guys, you got to get ready for practice. I appreciate, I know you don't have a lot of time, so let's get to it. I'm guessing that this is about the most fun you've had playing college basketball.
Oh, 100%. I mean, without a doubt, this is the most fun I've had playing college basketball. I mean, I'm playing with some guys who I just met 8 months ago, but I mean, it feels like I've known them my whole life, and we're winning and playing in front of 20,000 fans, and I couldn't have asked for a better experience.
So have you thought about how different your experience is now than maybe it would have been 15 years ago when these things were not as common as they are today?
What do you mean by these things?
Just because, it's such a big part of everything now.
Right. I haven't really thought about how it would have been back then. You know, I'm a guy who likes to live in the moment, and you know, I'm just excited that I was blessed with the opportunity to come here, and that blessed with the best coaching staff in the nation who believe in me and believe in our team, and the culture here is something that I just couldn't ask for. I mean, such a family culture. I met so many past players that came back in the summer and were with us at 12 a.m. playing pickup and, you know, just giving me tips. I couldn't have asked for a better place to be.
Oh, the North Carolina pickup games are legendary. Who have you checked in a UNC pickup game in the summer or in the like early part of the fall that you you told your buddies about?
I mean, it wasn't anybody I really told my buddies about, but it was like I checked Harrison Barnes. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Played him in a camp game, and we won the game. It was like we won like a buzzer beater. I checked, obviously, Brady Manick. He came back.
Mm-hmm.
And really the hardest guy that I had to guard, I didn't really guard him the whole game, but switching out on him was Cole Anthony. I mean, he's so fast and quick. And, yeah, I didn't realize. I was asleep with how good he was. He's tough.
Tough. And he played his 1 year at Carolina, played hurt. He was hurt all year, and he was still filling it up like crazy. So walk me through your first Duke-UNC game experience.
Man, I mean, that was something else. I had visited – when I visited in high school, I went to the Duke game, so I knew it was going to be loud and how it was, but just playing in a game and being in the game was something I can't really explain. I'd never really get nervous. I'm not really a nervous guy before a game, but before that game, I don't know what it was about the game. Maybe it was the heightens of it, just all my family were there. I mean, there was something about that game had me nervous. And, you know, in that game, after the first point, I really blacked out and I couldn't really tell you what happened the rest of the game. I mean, that was just an out-of-body experience, and it was probably the greatest game I've ever had in my life, honestly.
In terms of your own performance, because it was very noticeable the way you played in that game.
Yes, sir. Yes, I mean, I appreciate that. But, you know, I can't even – honestly, I can't even tell you what happened in that game. I don't even remember anything. I just know that it was fun, and I had a lot of fun hearing the fans, you know, making a bunch of threes, and that was the best experience of my life.
You guys won. I'm just, in case you weren't aware, you guys did win. Harrison Ingram is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. But now on, I'm sure you guys are not looking at it yet because you're still far away from it. But the game next Saturday, you get to go to Cameron Indoor Stadium. I know your sister plays volleyball there. What do you think that experience is going to be like?
I think it's going to be something that I can't explain until I get there. I mean, I heard people were camping out for that game in tents before our game at home.
Like, yeah.
I don't understand that, but I mean, it's going to be something that, you know, you can't really compare, but the one thing that we're really trying to do is not overlook any of the teams that we're about to play right now, NC State on Saturday and Notre Dame on Tuesday, because I feel like in the first game, we kind of really overlooked the two teams before and after, and we ended up losing those games. But this time, we're locked in.
Harrison Ingram is joining us here. Roy Williams used to say that he would rather beat State than eat. I mean, that's just one of what he said. What is the State? It's a rivalry game. How has Hubert enforced to you that this is a game that matters to the fans around you as well?
That's one thing about Coach Davis. I really like him. He never really treats any game bigger than any other game. I mean, I couldn't really tell you. I couldn't tell if you were to watch our practice now versus a game against Radford, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between who we were playing. You would think that every game was a rivalry game. And, you know, for us, it's just, you know, just trusting our work and, you know, following the scouting report and playing together, no matter who we're playing against and how much the crowd is there, who's watching, or if it's on ESPN, or if it's on ACC Network, or whatever network it's on, you know, just playing our game and playing as hard as we can.
He didn't even hype the Duke game? Come on.
He told us how the crowd was going to be, but, I mean, if you were to watch our practice, he's yelling just as much every game, every day.
he's one of the nicest human beings I have ever met. I cannot imagine Hubert Davis yelling.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, man. He doesn't work blue, does he?
Say it one more time.
He doesn't work blue. He doesn't use foul language, does he?
Oh, no. I still haven't heard him. Maybe like one time. He's very, you know, Jesus, Christian guy, and he doesn't use curse words at all.
Thank you very much, man. Good luck.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
You got it.